Hey, Generation Church, we welcome you and invite you to encounter Jesus with us. We believe that through him, we will encounter love and discover our purpose. So take a seat, lean in, and let this message fortify your faith.
I'm going to take not very long here because this service is really yours. You know, we've been doing a Thanksgiving service for over 20 years. That's a lot of these, you know? That's a lot of Thanksgiving services. And in that, but this year especially, you know, with all that we've gone through after the storm, the hurricane, I had to really ask myself, what is the benefit to me? What is a motivation for me into giving thanks? Because it is his word that says in 1 Thessalonians 5:18, as Daniel shared before the service, "In everything give thanks, for this is God's will for you in Christ Jesus." Even if it was just out of obedience, it's worth it just to give him thanks. If it's just out of obedience. But doing the will of God with having a grateful heart, I think there's even more to it that we don't realize at times that's for us in giving thanks. Thankfulness is a way for us to express our hearts back to God, but what it's doing, I believe, is it's opening up heaven. It's bringing heaven down to earth for you. It's enabling God to bless you with the riches of heaven when you give thanks unto him in all things. There's an aspect where, yes, it is God's will, and yes, it is important that we be obedient to his word, but there's something more in this that is so important that we need to understand. In giving thanks, we are unleashing God to be who he is in our own personal lives. So whatever your need might be, God is able to have access to you and say, "I love your gratefulness. I love your heart of thanksgiving." And in that, it moves his heart. Thankfulness is not some sort of like secret formula. But what it does is it enables us to communicate intimately our heart of love back to him. We are so grateful for the love that he had for us that he gave it all. He laid down his life for all. He gave up his life and died for our sin that we might have access back to our Father and that we will be with him forever. But having a thankful mindset, it does not deny the reality of the plethora of problems that we all have around us. Because there's multiple problems and challenges that are going on around us. But instead, as we rejoice in him, our Savior, in the midst of the trials, what it does is it opens up a pathway, which our pathway in life is going upward. But it becomes an ever-living reality when we can give thanks unto him as our Savior in the midst of the problem. It's all about staying in connection with him. It's about, in the midst of what you're going through in life, you're taking hold of his hand. You're grabbing his hand and knowing that he's walking with you in the midst of the problem is the greatest experience that all of us can have in knowing that he's with us in the midst of the storm. In all the storms that have been going on around us, to know that as we can give thanks unto him, it enables him and releases him to stand up in the midst of your boat, in the boat that you're going through, and he can say, "Peace, be still, to that storm. But you hold on to his hand. You take hold of his hand, and knowing that he'll never leave you nor forsake you, he is the anchor of your soul, which gives us hope. So giving thanks in the midst of the storm releases the one that can calm the storm in your life. When we give thanks unto him, it enables him to stand up and release his goodness in our lives. It releases God to meet every single need that we have. I want to read a scripture, two scriptures, and then I'll let you guys share. Habakkuk 3, 17 through 18. Listen to this. Though the fig tree does not bud, and there are no grapes on the vines, though some situations that you might have gone through in life have not materialized, something has not happened that you've been hoping would happen, and though there's no grapes on the vines, there's no money in your checking account, there's no food in the cupboard, though the olive crop fails, and the fields produce no food. Maybe you've been working in the marketplace for a long while and you haven't seen a blessing. You've been in sales, or you've been, you know, working wherever in the marketplace, and you know, the bottom line is that the profit's not been there, what you would hope for. You've not seen the productivity of the work of your hands. Though the olive crop fails and the field produces no fruit, though there are no sheep in the pen and no cattle in the stalls, yet I will rejoice in the Lord, and I will be joyful in God, my Savior. You're not giving thanks unto the Lord for the problem. You're giving thanks unto him who is your anchor in the midst of the problem. And as we give thanks unto him and rejoice in him, I had this image of him today. We have a plethora of problems and difficulties going on around us. And I had this picture of us. Each individually, Jesus was like walking up beside us, and he's just saying, take my hand. Now let's walk through this together. And rejoicing in the reality that he has your hand. He's holding you close. That you're intimate with him. That you're with him. And that he's loving you. And in the midst of this, you're releasing him to be God on your behalf, because you're not, and he is. And he is all-powerful, all-knowing, and all-able to come to your aid. And the thankfulness is kind of like a key that opens up heaven over you, where he can bless you in the midst of all that you're going through. And I'm not saying that it's going to immediately change your situation, but your attitude will change. It's an attitude of gratitude, of knowing that the gratitude is an opening for you to experience the more of God in the relationship with him. Psalm 46:1 says this, God is our refuge and strength, mighty and impenetrable, a very present and well-proved help in trouble. You know, when we rejoice and give thanks unto God, there's three things here that I'm just going to highlight that it does for us in our lives. Number one, it releases the mighty one to come to your aid. He is El Gabor, the mighty warrior. When you give thanks unto God, you're releasing the most mighty force in your life. Number two, it releases the comfort of knowing that he's present. Giving thanks releases a knowing in your heart that he's present with you in the midst of what you're going through. And having the sense of his presence, no matter what you've gone through this year, having the knowing in your heart he's with me is the most comforting thing. You know, we need to all be like Abraham. Lord, unless you go with me, I'm not leaving from this place. I'm not leaving. You got to go with me if I'm going into a land I don't know about. He's very present, and the awareness of that gives us the comfort of knowing that he'll be right by our side. And thirdly, he is faithful. He is so faithful to help you and to see you through the trouble, to see you through it. And that gives you hope that he's with you in the midst of the difficulties and the challenges. So there are many opportunities, I'm sure, or ways in which we can give thanks unto the Lord. Because it's not giving thanks for the problem, it's giving thanks unto him because he's worthy of it. And I'm just so grateful. I'm so grateful for many things, but I'm not going to take this opportunity to say what I want you to do that. So what I